Every 25 minutes, a baby is born suffering from opioid withdrawal. That's according to a report recently released by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. It's called neonatal abstinence syndrome, and it's been rapidly on the rise in the U.S., including here in Kentucky. In this installment of the OA Chronicles, independent producer Nadia Ramlagan shows us what's being done in the Lexington area to stem the tide for mother and baby.
He always says that. What'd you learn?
32-year-old Gracie lives in Frankfurt and is the mother of two rambunctious young boys who love skateboarding and Goosebumps books. She was addicted to heroin when her first son was born.
The shame, I think, that you feel and the guilt that you feel for that is so overwhelming that you don't want anyone to know, you know, and you don't want to ask for help. I mean, you want to ask for help. Inside of you is screaming, wanting help.
Out of fear of her baby being taken away after delivery, Gracie tried to wean herself off of drugs alone. She's now in recovery, but many of her friends have since died of drug overdose. Right now, there are only two places in Lexington equipped to handle this growing public health crisis.
In the end goal, I think they don't realize that we don't want to take their babies away.
Heather Russell is a nurse at Pathways, UK's program for pregnant women addicted to opiates.
Already the foster care system's burdened. It's hard to find homes for all these babies.
A recent report authored by the Kentucky Department for Public Health found that the numbers of babies born addicted to prescription painkillers, heroin, methadone, or other opiates is at an all-time high and has hit many counties like a tsunami. As the sound from this YouTube video graphically illustrates, newborns experience intense withdrawal symptoms, also called neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS, when their mothers have used opioids during pregnancy.
Hi, my name is Connie White. I'm the Senior Deputy Commissioner for the Kentucky Department for Public Health. If you are have a substance use disorder and you are, for example, shooting heroin, that baby is going to get that huge dose of heroin, that big surge, just like the mother does, and then they're going to crash as well, just as the mother does. So the baby is being exposed to this up and down and up and down and up and down experience.
Dr. White says that hospitals in Kentucky saw over 100 new cases of NAS each month in 2016. That's 100 additional crying, inconsolable babies needing around-the-clock attention.
So we have to buzz in.
That's Patricia Tucci, Director of Specialty Substance Use Disorder Programs at Bluegrass.org, an organization known for its mental health services. Flooded with pregnant women needing help, 2 years ago, the Bluegrass Pregnancy and Addiction Network opened its doors. One morning, I met Patricia and a young woman named Christina at their clinic. Christina has been in recovery from heroin addiction for 2 years and is the mother of an adorable blonde-haired baby boy.
When you're going through heroin withdrawal and you're pregnant, you're going through nausea, but it's 10 times worse because your baby's experiencing all these things too. It's literally impossible to just quit cold turkey.
She feels like not enough is being done to make women aware of available resources.
These women, you know, they'll stay on drugs all the way up until they give birth because they feel like there's nobody out there. These places aren't getting enough notoriety and not being pushed out there to where these girls say, hey, you could go to such and such, or, you know what I'm saying? And I think that is a really big problem.
Christina's son was born addicted to opiates, but was able to go home within a week. That isn't always the case.
So I've had babies withdraw immediately after delivery. And then we've had other babies that didn't until they were 5 and 6 days old.
Linda Berry is the nurse coordinator at UK's Pathways program. She says that addicted babies have high-pitched, incessant cries, sleep problems, seizures, and other symptoms. For new moms like Christina and Gracie, watching their newborn go through withdrawal is heartbreaking.
We do not know. That everybody wants to know, what's the magic dose that will keep my baby from withdrawing? No one has the answer to that. No one.
In the meantime, the work goes on to save more mothers and babies from the clutches of addiction. Reporting for WUKY News, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
And we have some good news to report about UK's Pathways program. Thanks to a nearly $5 million federal grant, there are now plans to expand it into 12 other communities across the Commonwealth.